track 16. And so now we get to the last bird. Flora, Big Myrtle and Daisy are wilting in the heat wave. If you think you've been a bit warm over this summer, spare a thought for us birds. You lot can get into your shorts and t-shirts and flip-flops and sip your lovely cooling drinks, but those options tend not to be available to your average or even above average chicken. Imagine spending July and August wrapped up in a feather boa. Oh, you can't take it off. Well, welcome to our world. Now we're completely helpless here. We will lift our wings out a bit for a cooling draught and we pant much as the same as the daft dogs, but less drooly. Our best option is to get into the shade and dig a hole in the dust. It's surprisingly cool and there's the bonus that you might disturb the odd bug for a snack. You should try it. Beard and Curls have tried to help a bit in their simple way with some cold snacks. Melon rinds are a fave. A frozen corn on the cob is nice, if a bit hard work. And strawberry tops are the, tops. We're all a bit floppy in the heat. Big Myrtle spends a lot of the time sitting, and even Daisy isn't quite as busy as usual, though she's the only one doing the egg-laying work. She's a minx, that one, had a bit more fun with Beard by moving her nest to a new spot again. Well, two new spots. The first was right in the middle of a big bush, almost completely hidden from sight. The heat must have put them off laying, says a baffled Beard, poking about. There are just no eggs anywhere. After about a fortnight, Mr. Observant finally spots something and calls Curls over. Look, he says excitedly. He doesn't get out much. Eggs! He's found three under the bush. We crowd round to watch. He reaches a big paw in and grabs one. There's a loud pop and Beard's monkey face crunches up into a frown. The frown changes into a look of horror and he backs out sharpish. Pwah, I think they've gone off, he gasps. We fall about. Honestly, if we had mobile phones, that would have been YouTube gold. But Daisy's other hiding place is rumbled and normal service is resumed. Well, sort of. I'm off the lay at the moment and to be honest, don't feel 100%. Still look fabulous, though. And from the editor, we are sad to have to share the news that Flora has passed away. She was always such a busy little bird, full of life and very entertaining. We asked if Big Myrtle wanted to pick up the column, but she just looked into the distance. We approached Daisy, but she muttered something about working on a project with Louis Theroux, and so this will be the last bird.